Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is Acts 10, 44 to 48. Acts chapter 10, verse 44 to 48. When Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. My theme for reflection is when God breaks down our boundaries. When God breaks down our boundaries. Have you ever noticed how easily we sort people into categories? We have shelves in our minds for people like us and people not quite like us. Sometimes those categories are harmless. Sometimes they are surprisingly stubborn. We may smile at the thought, but many of us have strong opinions about everything from football teams and politics to worship styles and even which queue in the supermarket is the right one to join. Human beings have always been experts at drawing lines. The good news of Acts 10, 44 to 48 is that God is even better at crossing them. This remarkable passage marks one of the great turning points in the history of the early church. Peter is preaching in the home of Cornelius, a Gentile centurion. For generations, Jews and Gentiles had lived with deep social, religious, and cultural separation. Many believed that God's blessings belonged primarily to one people. Yet while Peter is still speaking, the Holy Spirit interrupts the sermon and falls upon the Gentiles, just as the Spirit had fallen upon believers at Pentecost. Peter and his companions are astonished. God has moved ahead of their assumptions. The deeper story here is not only Cornelius' conversion, but Peter's transformation. The Holy Spirit is gently dismantling Peter's prejudices and expanding his understanding of God's grace. As one commentator observes, the Spirit is steadily whittling away the hardness of Peter's heart, teaching him that God's love is far wider than he had imagined. This message resonates beautifully with Ezekiel 5. In that difficult prophetic chapter, God confronts Israel for believing that privilege alone could secure divine favor while ignoring obedience and justice. The warning is clear. Belonging to God is never about ethnic identity, status, or human boundaries. God's concern is always for hearts transformed by his grace. Acts 10 reveals the positive fulfillment of that truth. The God who judged narrowness in Ezekiel now demonstrates the astonishing breadth of his mercy in Christ. The great missionary theologian Leslie Newbegin once wrote, "The church is the sign, instrument, and foretaste of the kingdom of God." That insight captures this passage perfectly. The church is not meant to be a private club for people who look alike, think alike, or come from similar backgrounds. It is meant to be a living sign that God's kingdom welcomes people from every nation, culture, language, and social condition. For Christian people today, this remains profoundly relevant. We live in a world marked by political division, racial tensions, economic inequalities, and cultural suspicions. Yet, the Holy Spirit continues to challenge every form of exclusion. The same Spirit who crossed the boundary between Jew and Gentile calls us to cross boundaries of fear, prejudice, and indifference. Sometimes the greatest miracle is not that God changes others, but that God changes us. The most encouraging detail in this story is that the Spirit arrives before Peter finishes speaking. God is not limited by our eloquence, strategies, or plans. The Holy Spirit remains the true preacher, working through our words and sometimes despite them. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where might God be challenging some assumption or prejudice that I have carried for a long time? Number two, who in my life might God be inviting me to welcome, listen to, or understand more deeply? And now our practical exercise for the day. Intentionally engage in a meaningful conversation with someone whose background, opinions, or experiences differ from your own. Listen carefully and prayerfully, asking God to help you see that person through Christ's eyes. Gracious God, thank you that your love is wider than our fears and deeper than our prejudices. Forgive us when we build walls that your Spirit seeks to tear down. Give us hearts that are open to your surprising grace and eyes that recognize your image in every person. Fill us afresh with your Holy Spirit so that we may become instruments of reconciliation, welcome, and peace in a divided world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.